Chase and Sanborn Coffee and Tenderleaf Tea present Edgar Bergen, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Dale Evans, the sportsman, our guest, the star of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's Madame Curie, Walter Pigeon, and Charlie McCarthy.
Really, Dale, you're the one, really.
Well, what are you laughing at, John?
Well, I guess it's your hat, I don't know. It's not only off the face, but it's out of this world.
Well, Charlie, it's good for frightening away hiccups.
Well, I'm glad it's good for something. What is it, a Schiaparelli reincarnation?
You mean creation.
Do I now? Why?
Yes. Well, Charlie, reincarnation is the belief that nothing really dies.
No.
Yes. A thing may be killed, yes, but it's reincarnated and comes back to life again.
No.
Uh-huh.
You mean like the Rummel plan?
I'm always doing something for the boys. I'm always doing something for the lads if it adds to their joy. Now don't tell me it's a wrong thing if I'm out with them nightly till three. For I'm always doing something for the boys, 'cause they're doing something for me. And that's the reason why I'll say bye-bye for a month. I'll just sing for the boy. Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa, Kentucky, and Illinois.
You'll ride in a Jeep and you won't get much sleep.
Well, who cares? You won't hear a peep out of me. Give me a honey lamb who fights for Uncle Sam. I don't care if I'm out until three.
Dale Evans singing Ray Noble's arrangement of Something for the Boys.
Shiner, is there anyone finer?
Charlie, why are you singing?
Well, it's something dedicated to your black eye, Bergen.
Oh, I see.
Boy, what a glimmer. That's what I call a king-sized mouth.
Well, now, please, please, no. A swollen eye is no laughing matter.
No, it isn't, no.
Feels like the RCA building.
Mm-hmm. It looks more like the Rainbow Room.
Oh, is it? Well, never mind that, young man. Where's that piece of steak I asked you to get for my eye?
Well, I couldn't get it, Bergen. We only had 4 points.
I see. Well, you could have brought something.
Yes, but I thought you'd look funny wearing a can of sardines over one eye.
Well, we won't bother with your jokes if you don't mind.
Very good. But don't blame me, Bergen. It's your own fault for getting mixed up in a kid's baseball game.
I see. And what's wrong with that?
Everything.
I merely tried to be one of the boys again.
You? One of the boys, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You did.
Yes. I just wanted to recapture my youth.
Oh. With the head start it has on you?
All right. Well, now, Charlie, we're just going to forget everything what happened and everything about my black heart.
Uh-huh.
We're not going to mention my black eye to anyone, are we?
Aren't we?
No.
Oh, I didn't know.
Hello, fellow. Oh, Edgar, I say, what's the matter with your eye?
Well, I,
Eddie Whitty got hit in the head.
I must say, old chap, you really have a beaut.
Yes, yes.
Where'd you get it?
Go ahead, Bergen. Yeah. Tell him how your vision lost a decision.
Yes, I will.
Oh, come on, Ed. Yeah,
well, it happened this afternoon at a ball game, Ray.
Oh, a ball game.
Yeah.
Say, how jolly. You know, I'm simply crazy about baseball.
Oh, are you?
Especially those St. Louis Robins. That's wonderful.
Yes, yes.
St. Louis Robins.
Uh-huh.
Yes, yes, they're good, yes.
Are they?
And so are those Brooklyn Duckers.
They're ducky, aren't they?
Yeah, they're nice, too, yes.
Who was playing in today's game?
Well, it was Dugan's Wharf Weasels versus McCarthy's Barrelhouse Rats.
I remember those somehow.
Bergen was the umpire.
Well, you see, there was a dispute over one of my decisions.
Uh-huh.
And somebody hit me in the eye with a pop bottle, Ray.
No, yes. I say. That isn't cricket, is it?
No, it was baseball, but...
They should respect an umpire's decision. After all, there are two sides to every question.
Yes, but you were wrong on both sides.
No, I...
Yeah, but Edgar, just what happened?
Well, the whole team jumped on me, Ray, and then someone up in the stands yelled, "Kill the umpire."
Kill the umpire?
Yeah. I'd like to find out who that was.
No, but Edgar, who threw the pop bottle?
Well, I don't know, Ray, but suddenly I saw it coming at me, and then everything went black.
Especially your eyes.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Bergen.
Well, Mortimer, come in.
Hello, Mr. Bergen. Want to buy a hot dog?
Well, Mortimer, didn't I see you selling frankfurters at the game today?
Yeah, that's right. I got the hot dog obsession.
Oh, hot dog obsession.
Yeah,
I see. Yes, well, everybody loves hot dogs.
Yeah, I guess it's just puppy love, yeah.
How many dogs did you sell at the game?
Oh, I guess it must have been around, about 2 liters.
What?
I mean, about 2 dozen.
2 dozen, yeah. Well, that's quite a lot.
Yeah, sir, yeah. If all the dogs I sold were laid end-to-end, it would be a lot of baloney, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Well, how do you sell your hot dogs? I say, how do you sell your hot dogs?
Well, with mustard.
Yes, I know, but... I mean, how much do you charge for your hot dogs?
Well, let's see,
Well, don't you remember?
Remember what?
Well, what do you charge for your hot dogs?
Well, you just asked me that.
Well, you didn't answer.
Why shall I answer the same question twice?
I don't... Incidentally, Mortimer, did you happen to see the riot at the game today?
Yeah, that was exciting, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, where were you when the fight was going on?
I was up in the grandstand.
You were?
Yeah, I was yelling. Oh, boy.
Yeah. What were you yelling?
Kill the umpire.
Oh, so you're the one.
What?
Don't you know I was the umpire?
No.
How can you be so stupid?
Well, I study nights.
You study nights.
Well, I guess that's why everybody's talking about me.
Oh, they're talking about you now.
Yeah, I'm famous now.
Mm-hmm. Famous for what?
Well, who do you think they're talking about when they say, did you hear about the moron who... Oh, no.
So you're the moron they're all talking about?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, and you're proud of it?
Yeah, sure. It's recognition like that that makes a fellow want to go ahead and do bigger things. Is that so?
More and more in these times, coffee lovers are learning that the weight of coffee is not so important because flavor doesn't come by the pound. You can't weigh flavor. You can't weigh freshness. You can't weigh satisfaction. And yet, these are the things that make good coffee the great drink that it is. When you stop to think, it's flavor that you're really buying when you ask for coffee.
It's more flavor and better flavor that times like these demand. So while supplies are curtailed and rationing necessary, get all the fresh flavor you can. Ask for Chase and Sanborn coffee. The blend we're making today has never been surpassed for richness of flavor at any time in our history. It's coffee made for days like these, when one cup must do the work of two, perhaps of three or four. Besides, you know that boost we expect from a cup of coffee comes hand in hand with this full, fresh flavor, wholehearted and satisfying. So bear in mind, as you pay out your precious ration stamps for coffee, that it's only the weight that's limited. You're entitled to all the fresh flavor you can get. So get all the flavor you can. Ask for delicious Chase and Sanborn coffee every time.
Give the right kind of girl the right kind of song, and you've got Dale Evans singing The Right Kind of Love.
The right kind of love is all that I need to lift me from my misery. My worries would end if someone would send the right kind of love. The right kind of love is so hard to find. It's rarer than pearls in the sea. I tried and I tried, but just can't decide the right kind of love for me. What I'm looking for in the one I adore isn't diamonds and rubies and such. He just has to be kind of crazy for me. Now please, is that asking too much? I'll work and I'll slave, I'll skip and save when I find my man. Yes, sirree. Won't heaven be kind?
Why is Walter Pidgeon wearing a beard? Huh? Do you know?
Yes, he's growing it for Madame Curie.
Growing it for Madame Curie?
Yes.
Won't she look silly wearing a beard?
Well, no. It's for a picture.
Aha! Cinema.
Yes.
Oh, see. Say that again.
Yes, Charlie.
As long as Mr. Pidgeon's our guest today, I wonder if I could interview him for my school paper.
Well, I suppose you could. Huh? If you don't take too much of his time.
Oh, no, I won't do that. Hey, it'll just be one of those thumbnail sketches.
Yeah. Thumbnail sketches.
Thumbnail, yes, that's it.
Well, I think that could be arranged, Charlie. Mr. Pidgeon might enjoy it.
Yes, he might, yes. He's over there, Bergen. Ask him if he'd mind seeing the press.
Yes. Okay. Oh, Walter.
Yes, Edgar.
Walter, Charlie would like to interview you for his school paper.
Oh, well, that's very nice. What sort of an interview would you like, Charlie?
Well, I think the kids would like, the story of your life.
Well, now I have two versions.
Uh-huh.
Which one would you want?
Well, I don't know. What's the difference?
Well, in the number one version, I'm a hard-working, industrious young man with many virtues.
Yes, mm-hmm.
That's it's pretty dull, I think. And the number two version?
I tell the truth.
Ah, that's more like it, yeah. What do you say we use the truth for a springboard and ad-lib from there on, huh?
What?
Now, you go right ahead and I'll take notes, huh?
Okay, Charlie, where do we start?
Well, let's start in the beginning. Name?
Walter Pidgeon.
Oh, of course. How silly, yes. Age?
Don't we all?
Yeah. No, what I mean is just when and where were you first born?
Yes. I beg your pardon, Charlie. Yes. Well, I was born in St. John, New Brunswick.
St. John, New Brunswick, huh? Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Oh, that's up in Canada.
Yes, yes.
Oh, good. When did this great historical event take place, roughly?
It was quite a while ago, more or less, to be exact.
More or less to be exact.
Yes.
Well, I think that's rough enough, yes. Can you tell us something about your childhood? Some interesting event, something?
Well, I remember one time we had a baby at our house.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, no. It wasn't anything really, Charlie, but it was me.
Oh, I see. Boy or girl?
It was a boy, naturally.
Oh, yes.
That's how I started out, as a little boy.
No.
Yeah.
Well, so what? Most of us do.
My mother didn't.
Oh. Yes. Well, there's a good point, yes. Now let's get back to your childhood, huh?
Good. I haven't been back there in years.
Yes. Now, tell me something about yourself as a child, huh?
Well, now, let me see, Charlie. For one thing, I was a brilliant student.
Yeah.
And a very intelligent child.
Oh, I see. Very intelligent, huh?
Yeah.
Very intelligent. I see that. I'll put down smart aleck.
Why, do you know, at the age of 2 1/2, I was reading detective stories?
Is that so? Mm. 2 1/2, huh?
Yes, 2 1/2.
Detective stories, mm-hmm. I see, huh? Well, I'll put down criminal tendencies. I suppose you had a happy childhood?
Oh, yes, yes, indeed. But unfortunately, I was too young to realize it.
Oh.
So I was sad most of the time.
What a pity.
Mm-hmm.
Why were you sad?
As a baby, I found life rather dull and monotonous.
Uh-huh. Dull and monotonous.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. I see. All right. It's dull and monotonous. I'll put down as a baby, you needed a change. Mr. Pidgeon, what did you look like, if anything?
I beg your pardon.
What I mean is there anything you could be compared to?
Well, now, let me see. Of course, I was unbelievably handsome.
Yeah. Well, I don't believe that.
Oh, you don't, eh?
No.
Well, I was. I had my father's eyes,
yeah.
My father's nose,
that's him.
And my father's mouth.
Well, that must have left your father with a pretty vacant expression.
I mean, I was the spitting image of my father.
Oh, spitting image, I see. I'll put down as a boy, you chew tobacco.
You will not.
Now, tell me something about your boyhood days, huh?
Well, I spent a great deal of my time hunting.
Uh-huh, and were you a good hunter?
Oh, was I a good hunter?
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Charlie... I was the champion of Canada.
Oh, I see. Champion of Canada.
Yeah.
Well, I rather expected that. Just what did you hunt?
Mostly moose.
Oh, mostly moose, huh?
Mostly. Well, I used to catch them in a trap.
Oh, you did?
Hmm. Do you know that I had the best moose trap in Canada?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the best one. Yeah.
The very best one.
You never heard of mediocre, did you?
No. It doesn't exist in my life.
No, I see. Oh. Is that where we got the expression from that moose trap about build a better moose trap and the neighbors will bat you on the head with a door?
Yes, I started that.
Oh, you started that. Yeah. That's right. But how did you get them into the trap, though?
Oh, it was very simple. I used to call them.
Well, what did you say? Please come here, moose?
Oh, no, Charlie. I knew the mating call of the moose.
Oh, sure.
And when I called to them in my rich baritone voice...
Oh, sure.
They'd come from all over.
Uh-huh.
Charlie, would you like to hear the mating call of the moose?
No, no, thank you, no, no. We don't want this place cluttered up with mooses. And what else did you hunt?
Oh, all sorts of wild animals. And I was also a fisherman.
Fisherman? I don't have to ask how good you were.
Oh, no, of course not, no. I was the champion fisherman of Canada.
Uh-huh.
I used to fish for whales.
Whales,
you know.
Yes, of course, naturally. Did you invent a whale trap, or did you call them, too?
Oh, no. Now, Charlie, this may seem to you a little bit incredible, but I used to catch them with my bare hands.
Easy does it.
They only weighed 6 or 7 tons.
6 or 7 pounds.
Yeah, that's all, yeah.
Well, you must have sort of leaned toward the muscular slightly.
Somewhat.
Yeah, somewhat.
Even today, you know, I can lift an anvil or bend an exile or an axle or...
That's the truth.
Are you trying to insinuate that I'm a common liar?
Mr. Pigeon, you're the champion.
That is entirely different.
Now, Mr. Pigeon, let's get on to your career, huh?
Oh, yes, my career. Yes. Well, now, one of my first jobs was with a stockbroker in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
I sold securities.
I see. How were you as a salesman?
Well, Charlie, I don't want to brag.
Well, why not? This is no time to change.
Well, I tell you, Charlie, I studied all the stock market trends and all the history of all the stocks.
Yeah?
And with all this valuable knowledge and, of course, shrewd speculation...
What happened?
I managed to lose my shirt in half the usual time.
Well, it's a wise stock that knows its own par.
Oh. Oh.
I just threw that in. How did you happen to enter the theater?
Well, while I was in the investment business in Boston, I studied singing on the side.
I see. Which side?
The North side.
North side.
What do you mean, which side?
I don't know. You started it. Say, I didn't know you were a singer.
Oh, yes.
Well, would you care to give us a little demonstration?
Oh, no. I couldn't do that.
Oh, but you could.
No, you must
be the best at it.
No, I don't know.
Well, why not?
Well, I just can't sing in front of people. I have to have a shower.
Well, if you need one, take one.
What do you mean?
Oh, come now. How about just a little?
No,
a little ditty.
Well,
sure.
Just a short one, huh?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Now, let's have it quiet. Nice round tone.
Quietly, Charlie.
Quiet. Cheers now.
Quiet?
Yes, sir.
Many brave hearts are asleep.
Thank you very much. That's fine. What do you mean
that's fine? I haven't finished yet.
Oh, yes, you have.
What do you mean? I have not finished.
Oh, yes, you have. A moose just stuck his head in the door.
The shopping demands of these times make guesswork hazardous. Shop wisely is the watchword now. Know what you're buying. For instance, to get finer tea, more temptingly fragrant and richer in flavor, the first requirement is small, young, tender tea leaves, the kind you get in Tenderleaf brand tea or in improved Tenderleaf brand tea balls. The young tea leaves, up high on the plant, out toward the ends of the branches, are the ones you'd pick for yourself if you had a tea garden. You'd never choose older, coarser leaves from the bottom of the tea branch, because the finer flavor you want, the more fragrant bouquet are in those tender top leaves. So get that kind when you buy. Tenderleaf brand tea comes in packages, 2 convenient sizes, and in modern filter paper tea balls. Either way, you enjoy finer tea, and in Tenderleaf tea balls, the added pleasure of modern, efficient service. In fact, Tenderleaf tea balls are America's favorite, outselling every other kind. Now, sometimes, under the stress of present conditions, your grocer's supply of this finer blend may be exhausted. In that case, please understand and try again. Always ask for Tenderleaf brand tea or Tenderleaf brand tea balls. Charlie, do you realize that this is the last Sunday our gang will be together until next fall?
Yeah.
This is our last broadcast for the summer.
Just thinking, we'll be away until September?
Yes.
You know, I'm going to
I'm going to miss the old gang around here.
You know, Sharp, I'll miss you too, old chap.
Well, thank you, Mr.
Oh,
Noble.
Really well, yeah.
Do you know, Mr. Noble?
Uh-huh.
Everybody's going to chip in and buy me a nice going-away present.
Oh, they are, huh?
Yeah, oh, I think it's so nice. Yeah.
Yes,
why don't you start the idea going around?
Well, I'm a saint, darling. Goodbye, boy. Sure, yes.
Edgar, I hear you may be going overseas to entertain the boys this summer.
Yes, Dale. First, we're going to go... Oh, yes, I'm sorry. It's a military secret. Yes,
oh.
Yeah, what are we going to do? We're just going to sit around. Ha, ha, ha. Military secret. Ha, ha, ha.
Edgar, are you going to take Charlie with you?
Well, I haven't definitely decided yet.
What do you mean, definitely?
Well, the chances are I shan't need you.
Oh, shan't you now?
However, if you're smart and behave yourself, I may take you.
Yeah, and if you're smart, you'll take me whether I behave myself or not. And it just so happens I'm already packed, my little portmanteau.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. You mean you're all ready to leave?
Yeah.
Just as soon as I wash out a few hankies, I'll be ready to blow.
You...
I'm sure going to miss you, Charlie.
Hiya, dear.
Uh-huh.
May I kiss you goodbye?
Well, I can't see any harm in that.
Oh, I wish you could. A harmless kiss doesn't sound very thrilling, I don't know.
Oh, Charlie, stop that wolfing.
I guess it's going to be pretty dull around here without me.
Well, I'm afraid it won't, young man. There'll be plenty doing here this summer.
What do you mean?
Well, among other things, Paul Whiteman is going to fill our spot.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, he's got plenty to fill it with. Who else is going to be here?
Dinah Shore.
No.
Yes.
And I had to take shore leave at a time like this.
Well, you see, there'll be plenty doing here all summer.
In other words, folks, this summer, if you don't get to the shore, just listen to our summer show, and the shore will come to you.
Starting next Sunday, and every Sunday until September 6th, when Edgar and Charlie will be back, Paul Whiteman and the makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee and Tender Leaf Tea will present our big new summer show, starring Dinah Shore with Bill Goodwin, the Whiteman Orchestra, and a list of distinguished guests on these same stations in the United States. Our guests will include Burns and Allen, Red Skelton, Victor Moore and Billy Gaxton, Henry Bussey, Johnny Mercer, Hoagy Carmichael, and many, many others. And our first guest next Sunday will be Eddie Cantor.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.